Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services, specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Attention small business owners. The Louisiana Department of Economic Development and Small and Emerging Business Development Program leaders are meeting in Alexandria on the 30th. Note the date, time, and place. Wednesday, January 30th from 10 a.m. to noon at the Best Western Hotel in Alexandria. Intermediaries from around the state will gather to review the Small and Emerging Business Development Program and receive updates on new policies and procedures. These meetings are designed to inspire, encourage, inform, and excite intermediaries as they look for ways to better support your business. You'll hear from these leaders. John W. Matthews, Executive Director, Louisiana Economic Development Small Business Services. Stephanie Reed, Louisiana Economic Development Business Development Officer. Joe Page, Chief Diversity Officer, City of Alexandria. And Martin Johnson, President, Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation. Important information to help you succeed with your small business. This program is administered and supported by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation and the City of Alexandria and is co-sponsored by the Greater Alexandria Downtown Development Authority.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Latonja's Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by Latonja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Latonja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Latonja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tonja's at 318-346-4091.
Is your hair red carpet ready? Well, Selah Beauty Supply is Alexandria's beauty supply store. Selah Beauty Supply offers 7,000 square feet of beauty supplies and accessories. Everything you need in designer hair brands, wigs, extensions, handbags, scarves, cosmetics, hats, and jewelry, plus so much more. Look your absolute best with Selah Beauty Supply, the supply store with all of your beauty needs. Selah Beauty Supply is located at 4011 Lakeside Drive behind Pizza Hut at Lee and MacArthur Drive, or phone 318-442-8950. Open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Selah Beauty Supply, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www. You know what it is. It's www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Hump Day Wednesday, D.C. You can listen live online. Well, if you're just getting your morning started, it's 7:36. Today is January 23rd, and it's Hump Day Wednesday. And I don't know about you, but if you're traveling in this morning, coming into the city, it was extremely foggy. Now, as we got closer into Alexandria, the fog did start to lift. We come in on Highway 71. And so if you're getting started this early morning, make sure that you give yourself enough time to get there safely, as it was foggy. Now, as I said, as the morning progresses, of course, the fog lifts. And we're always concerned about the weather as it pertains to our kids that are standing at bus stops and walking to school. And on those mornings, especially when we have fog and when we have rain or bad weather, we want to make sure that we remind you that kids are standing at bus stops. And I know that kids have had, they have had a long, long weekend, really. Today was most kids' first day back to school. A lot of kids yesterday had parent-teacher conferences. So after MLK Day, they had yesterday. And so I don't know about you, but for us this morning, it was kind of, you got to kind of get back in stride. You got to kind of get your kids back in the groove. We had several things that we had to turn around and realize that we needed to remember this morning. So you know what? What I decided this morning is that I was going to have just a lot of humility. They've been out of school. They have been on break, and their minds have been on break. So we've got to get them reacclimated and just do that by saying, you know what? It's going to be a great day. You're ready. You're up. You're alert. Your mind is refreshed and renewed. And you know what? We just, in the morning, we just speak those good, positive things into Deuce Christmas in the morning to get him going so that he's on his way. And we just try to put in what we hope will help him to be successful for the day. And so those are the things that we want to remind you to do, especially if you're traveling in with your kids. If you're putting them on the bus, you can still do that. Make those good, positive affirmations. Because, you know, even though they didn't have school the last 2 days, they're still just like us trying to get over the hump. And I don't know about you, but if you're trying to get over the hump, let's just declare that today is going to be a great day and a successful day. Yesterday is done. It's over. It's finished. Tomorrow's not here yet, so we celebrate this day. Now, I want to remind you in the celebration of the day that those school zones are flashing. They're in effect until 9 in the morning. So please stay engaged. Make sure that you are giving yourself enough time to get there safely. And be patient, especially in those drop-off lines in the morning. Sometimes, especially after kids have had a couple days off, they're just moving slow. So give yourself enough time to get there safely and make sure that our school buses and our school zones are all well protected by all of us being safe. You're on point, everybody. It's Hump Day Wednesday. We're going to take a quick break here, but we're back right after this.
Is your hair red carpet ready? Well, Selah Beauty Supply is Alexandria's beauty supply store. Selah Beauty Supply offers 7,000 square feet of beauty supplies and accessories. Everything you need in designer hair brands, wigs, extensions, handbags, scarves, cosmetics, hats, and jewelry,
plus so much more. Look your absolute best with Selah Beauty Supply, the supply store with all of your beauty needs. Selah Beauty Supply is located at 4011 Lakeside Drive behind Pizza Hut at Lee and MacArthur Drive, or phone 318-442-8950. Open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Selah Beauty Supply, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies. Guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. With an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The State of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance, such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success. In the Small Emerging Businesses Program, Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. If you're just getting your Wednesday morning started, it's 7:44. It's January 23rd, and this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Also, Be Unique Hair Salon. You know what? I just got to give kudos to Nora Clayton, who is my beautician over at Be Unique Hair Salon. If you're looking... Because this is a conversation that women have a lot. Always looking for a beautician to either thicken your hair or keep your hair on your head, keep it from falling out. If you're looking for somebody like that, you know, the old school words that we used to use about people that were good beauticians, we said they had a quote unquote growing hand. Well, if you're looking for that, if you're looking for not only great style and healthy hair, even if you want to
get the weave or you want to have a little extra something done, Nora Clayton is the person that you want to be your go-to person. Her number is 318-442-7204 for an appointment. Also, like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, is serving Rapides Parish. You can phone Rosa and her team, 318-487-1881. Hickson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, you can log on to the website at www.hicksonhasit.com. Now, if you're just joining the show this morning, we're switching gears just a little bit. And I saw an incredibly interesting article that I absolutely wanted to share with all, but especially women. And this is what the caption in the article said. It said, "Are you sabotaging your marriage?" And I said, that is one of those deep, deep questions that people really don't ask themselves or even contemplate. Well, experts say that there are some things that, get this, that women are doing, and they're doing it unknowingly. They are sabotaging their marriages. And this is from an expert, a relationship expert. Her name is Laura Doyle. And we're going to work to get Laura Doyle on the show, because when we started reading her information, we said this is a subject that we need to be talking about. And so for my ladies and even my husbands, this is a conversation that we all should ponder. And this is what she started by saying. She said that we are, women are sabotaging their relationships, their marriages, when you reject your partner's efforts to make you happy. And then that made me say, wow. Who in their right mind would reject their partner's efforts to make them happy? Well, this is what she went on to say. She said, studies show that men are wired, quote unquote, wired to fix things, which is why Laura Doyle says it's in a man's nature to want to make his wife happy. But a lot of men get discouraged in relationships because every time they try to do something nice or helpful, they start feeling rejected. And she said, it's like when you vacuum the house and things get chewed up because you left them out, or you left a sink full of dishes, and instead of seeing what your spouse is doing wrong, you know, we're looking for things that are chewed up or that have been left behind. Instead of seeing what your spouse does wrong, focus on the things that they do right. And so DC and I were having this conversation a while back, and I think because we are so diametrically different, and I'm talking about men and women, we see things differently. And as Laura Doyle, the expert, said, we are wired differently. Men want to fix things, and sometimes women reject a man's wanting to fix it. And sometimes, instead of trying to fix it, women just want to be heard. And so one day, DC and I were having a conversation, and I just said to him, I'm not looking for the answer. I just want you to listen. And so I think that it's the way that we are communicating or not communicating that is the difference maker. And the reason why I wanted to share this is because we're in a new year, and I've been saying this, you know, many, many days into this new year, that we're only X amount of days into the new year. And a lot of times, if you're not careful, it's little things like this. And the word tells us that it's the small foxes that spoil the vine. And sometimes those little things that have happened over time will start to get down into your psyche, and you will start to believe that the marriage is no longer working. You're no longer happy. And I'm telling you, if you are not careful, women and even men, but I'm saying this from a woman's perspective, if you're not careful, you will start to think that everything is wrong. And these things in the article to me are little things. They are things that are very, very fixable. But they're only fixable when you confront them, when you know that this is happening and you understand that it's happening. And so because men are wired to fix things, sometimes they want to give us the answers and the solution to the problem to get through it and get to the next thing. And so sometimes we reject that, and men see that. Laura Doyle, the relationship expert, said they see that as rejection. And then this is what she went on to say. She said a lot of women treat their home life, like their work life. And many women that are in powerful positions, and more women today are in high-powered positions. And so when we go home, we still want to be in charge. We still want to be all-powerful, so to speak. And when we do that, when we go home and we treat our husbands like you treat your subordinates or like you treat people who work under you. And I believe that we do it very unconsciously if you are doing it. And you really don't realize it. But what I have learned and what DC and I have learned in being in long-term relationships is that everything is a growth process. And what you've got to do when you start to feel uneasy or your spouse makes you feel a certain way. Sometimes men feel a certain way, but they may not know how to articulate the fact that they feel a little bit run over, or the fact that you made him feel less like a man because you're in a position of power at work, and then you come home and you want to just automatically, you want to start giving him orders. Because at work, you see, when you point out to this person to do that, they do that. And you give direct orders. And so when you get home, you may ask your husband something as simple as taking out the trash, but it may sound like, you're trying to tell me what to do. And it was simple, and you didn't mean a thing by it. But it wasn't what you said, maybe, but how you said it. And so the experts say that these are ways in which women are unwittingly, unknowingly sabotaging their relationships. And I'm going to tell you, there is a fine, fine line. And it's a line of respect. And sometimes it's hard when you're in a power position. We'll call it a power position. It's hard to make the transition when you get home. But I'm going to tell you that if your relationship is going to work, the expert says, you need to be partners, not the boss. And so we really, really need to get to a place of self-evaluation. And what does that mean? That means, I know you're driving in your car and you're saying, what in the world? You know, or you're saying, I don't do that. But the big thing this morning that we hope that you'll do is ask yourself the question, am I doing that? Do I make my husband feel rejected by the way that I speak to him or by my actions? Am I making him feel rejected and I don't even know it? Because I really, and I'm telling you, these are issues of control, and I've talked about it a lot. Most of us want to be in control because by and large, we have controlled our environment. We have controlled or tried to control things around us. And then when we go home, we want to be in control, and we don't step back and we don't let our husbands lead. And because men are created to be the leaders, they may not know how to articulate how that made them feel, but they know it's something wrong with it. Might not be able to say it, but I know something is wrong with it. And that, ladies, is where the breakdown starts. It starts with something so innocuous, so innocent, so harmless, and then it's like that snowball. It starts getting those little things like leaving the dishes or leaving his socks behind or leaving things, you know, in disarray. Those things that maybe didn't bother you, all those things start to mount up. And it was because maybe we didn't treat each other well. And I'm not just nagging on women this morning, because it has to be a team effort. But the article just happens to say that women sometimes unknowingly sabotage their marriages. And we do that sometimes with little things. And then when things start to break down, that creates other problems that are challenging. And so these are just little things that we found in an article that I wanted to share with you this morning to make you think about where you are in your relationship and make you think and ask yourself the question, am I doing that? Yeah, it is Fruit for Thought this morning, and you're on point. We've got to take a break, but we'll be back. We'll be back right after this.
Latonja's Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by Latonja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Latonja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Latonja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tonja's at 318-346-4091.
Shopping for the best deal in town? Start at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Heart of Louisiana has great Visa rates as low as 7.9% APR. With no transfer fees and no cash advance fees, you'll start this shopping season with the best deal in town.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Shop happier this holiday season knowing that you've already found one of the best deals in town. A Heart of Louisiana Visa with great rates. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Visa with rates as low as 7.9% APR will get your Christmas shopping done and leave you with enough to treat yourself. Learn more at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Credit rates contingent on credit score and approval. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib. More tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Hump Day Wednesday. It's right at 8 o'clock. Actually, it's 2 minutes after 8. Today is January 23rd, and this segment is sponsored by Selah Beauty Supply. Listen, if you're looking for a beauty supply store that is fully equipped, 7,000 square feet of everything that you need when it comes to beauty supplies. Now, don't even talk about looking for great hair and great wigs. Well, they've got a combination of everything that you're looking for. They're located at 4011 Lakeside Drive right here in Alexandria. Go in and just take a look and see. Terra Home. They're located at 1355 Peterman Drive right here in Alexandria. I'm going to tell you, if you're looking for beautiful gifts for any occasion or you're looking for great home decor, just those things that accessorize your home or add to the look, you're looking for those unique pieces, Terra Home is where you can find them. They're located at 1355, again, Peterman Drive, and it's worth the drive to see what's encapsulated in Terra Home. Also, St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital. Don't forget about those free mammograms for uninsured women or underinsured women. And also, McDonald's of Alexandria. Now, if you're just joining the show, we're having a serious, deep conversation with my sisters that are married out there this morning. And I don't want anybody to feel like this is a conversation that should bring condemnation. This is a conversation that hopefully makes you think. The article made me think, and I wanted to share it with you so that you could think as well. Are you sabotaging your marriage and you don't even know it? Well, expert relationship and a New York Times bestselling author, Laura Doyle, has written about it a lot. And I thought it was worth talking about this morning because many times, ladies, and I know especially in the early years of our marriage, a lot of times, this is what will happen, and you won't even know it. A lot of times, society will lift you up to bring your husband down. And it is so subtle that you won't even know it. And because you come out large in it, because you feel good about being lifted up, you don't even know that you're stumping, and not purposely, on your husband. Now, let me give you an example. When DC and I first married, of course, I went to college like everybody, or like a lot of people, and I graduated from college, and I was going to go work in journalism. Well, once I started looking around, I realized that I didn't want to work for the amount of money that they were paying. And so I said, I'm not going to go to Waterloo, Iowa for what they wanted to pay me. But I had another gift, and the gift was in sales. So I said, DC and I made we made a decision together that I'm not doing that. So I decided that I would pursue selling pharmaceuticals. And DC worked and had been working and had been taking care of us in the style in which we had been living for years, all through the latter part of college. And he paid my way helped me to finish school. And so I started out on this journey, right, to get this job in pharmaceuticals. And so eventually I landed a job in pharmaceuticals. And this was back in the early 90s, a few years after we had gotten married. And so when you go out to places and you talk to people about what you were doing and where you were working, and I'd say, oh, I sell pharmaceuticals for a living. And people would immediately say, oh, that's why y'all are doing so well. Your wife. Oh, your wife is making the big bucks. Now you got to follow the story, right? This was only maybe 60 days into my getting the job. We had lived and done and had the things that we had been doing for all those years. But then 30 to 60 days after getting this job, people started immediately putting me on this pedestal. But, you know, it was just but for the grace of God that we realized that people were lifting me up. Because, ladies, see, what happens is, in a lot of cases, people don't have a problem putting women on a pedestal. But it's always to suppress that man. And whether your man knows it or not, and whether you know it or not, there is a feeling that comes along with that. It is instinctive in a man that he knows something wrong with this. And if you are not careful, and see, I'm giving you this because a lot of people really just don't know, you'll take that feel-good moment and those times, and you won't even have any clue that your husband just got stepped on and you helped because you acquiesced. What that means is you agreed without speaking a word. But maybe you just acquiesced because you didn't know. And all of these things over time will sabotage a relationship, and they will cause it'll be like a deep sort of resentment, and nobody in the relationship really knows where it came from, other than over time, little things kept happening. Because no man wants to feel like he's riding his wife's coat. And when you go along with that, you're saying, really, without saying, I am superior in the relationship. I. We had a friend who didn't mind telling anybody who would listen, I am the one who makes the money in here. It's my income. I've always made more money than him. I. If that's you this morning, this is just a self-check. The reason why I can talk about it is because we've lived it. And what happened to that couple over time, they're no longer together. Because you know what was happening? He didn't feel empowered. He was a hard worker. I mean, he was a good man, but he didn't feel like a man. He didn't feel like the breadwinner in the family because she had no problem saying to him, I. And not only saying to him, but saying to anybody who will listen. I am telling you, when you look at couples that have broken down over the years and you can't quite figure out why, because they both had good jobs, they did well, they had a nice house, they had 2.5 children, they had all of what society says is good. And then what happened to this man, you might ask, in this couple? He left. And he left, and I don't even really know if he knows really why he left, other than his wife made him feel a certain way that he didn't like. And then you look at why other women are circling your husband. Well, the expert says that too many times women commiserate with other women about their husbands. Now, what happened with this man is that this man in that relationship, our friends, he left. They divorced, the couple divorced. He left and he ended up marrying someone else. And now, all these years later, how many years ago did this happen? Do you see? This has been about 12 years ago, and she's still solo. With all her money, with all her great job, with her big house, with her big car, but no husband. And you know why? And it's hard to tell even a friend that you're making your man feel less than a man. And anytime you see couples that have an obvious dislike for each other, we were sitting in the restaurant. We went to have lunch last week, and we were sitting in the restaurant, and we were laughing and talking. And when we go to restaurants, we just look around, just observing people because we like to watch people. And there was this couple leaving out of the restaurant. And the man literally looked like he ran out of the restaurant in front of his wife. And we were like, wow, if you wouldn't even have seen them together, you wouldn't have thought that they were together. What I'm saying, and DC, does this make sense? What I'm saying is that sometimes, ladies, we do things very subtly. And I don't even think we mean to do it. But over time, if you're not careful, you will allow people, society, systems, your job, your position, to make you feel so superior that you make your man feel less than a man. And then we wonder why the relationship ends. Because we have neglected to treat our man like a man. And these are some of the questions that Laura Doyle asks us to ask ourselves. Do you feel superior to your man? Now, see, when you answer these questions, you really have to get gut-wrenchingly honest. And then she says, are you talking about or commiserating with other women or other wives about your husband? And I would take it even further. Are you talking to other people about your husband, what he doesn't do right, what he doesn't do enough of? I am telling you, these are very, very important, critical things that create the breakdown in a marriage. And then she says, you got to ask yourself, well, you got to stay on point for the next one. They're big questions, y'all. This is deep, deep stuff on Hump Day Wednesday. And I hope it resonates with you. Stay on point. Sometimes it hurts to know the love in your head is slowly fading away. You can say whatever you like, as long as we just say goodbye. Blame it on me, say it's my. Ain't the time. I tried to see it through. I tried to make it to the finishing line. Oh, you thought it was meant to be. I admit, so did I.
Attention small business owners. The Louisiana Department of Economic Development and Small and Emerging Business Development Program leaders are meeting in Alexandria on the 30th. Note the date, time, and place. Wednesday, January 30th from 10 a.m. to noon at the Best Western Hotel in Alexandria. Intermediaries from around the state will gather to review the Small and Emerging Business Development Program and receive updates on new policies and procedures. These meetings are designed to inspire, encourage, inform, and excite intermediaries as they look for ways to better support your business. You'll hear from these leaders. John W. Matthews, Executive Director, Louisiana Economic Development Small Business Services. Stephanie Reed, Louisiana Economic Development Business Development Officer. Joe Page, Chief Diversity Officer, City of Alexandria. And Martin Johnson, President, Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation. Important information to help you succeed with your small business. This program is administered and supported by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation and the City of Alexandria and is co-sponsored by the Greater Alexandria Downtown Development Authority.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute understand that their patients deserve leading-edge cardiac, vascular, and thoracic care. Board-certified doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to quality care and innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, the leading edge in state-of-the-heart care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, what's up with that McRib sandwich at Mickey D's? It tastes good, but where's the bone? Well, let me break it down. They start with the 100% tender, juicy pork minus the bone. Because no bone means more meat. And more meat means what? More sauce. Tangy, sweet, delicious sauce. Add pickles and onions, stack it all up on a tasty bun, and bam! A delicious McRib sandwich that fits in the palm of your hand. But only for a limited time. Now that's the simple joy of McRib. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Is your hair red carpet ready? Well, Selah Beauty Supply is Alexandria's beauty supply store. Selah Beauty Supply offers 7,000 square feet of beauty supplies and accessories. Everything you need in designer hair brands, wigs, extensions, handbags, scarves, cosmetics, hats, and jewelry, plus so much more. Look your absolute best with Selah Beauty Supply, the supply store with all of your beauty needs. Selah Beauty Supply is located at 4011 Lakeside Drive behind Pizza Hut at Lee and MacArthur Drive, or phone 318-442-8950. Open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Selah Beauty Supply, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hixon has it.
Hixon Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Get Wired Satellites. Jeremy Clary, you can get HD for life, you can get Dish, you can get Direct, and you can save. You can get all the channels that you want, and you can save. All you've got to do is phone 318-767-2220. The City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program. Well, there is so much that you can find out from the City of Alexandria by simply just connecting with them to find out how to get your business up and going. Also, like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf, is serving Avoyelles Parish. You can phone Kyle and his team by dialing 318-346-6695. It doesn't matter what your needs are. They're sure to be able to help you. Also, Rayhide Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Rayhide, will they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology? And if you're just joining the conversation this morning, it's Wednesday, it's Hump Day Wednesday, and it's 8:24, and we're talking about, are women sabotaging their marriages? It's an article that I read, and it really made me ponder the subject of relationships and marriages and where we really are. Expert relationship coach Laura Doyle has written about it. She's written books about it. She is the New York Times bestselling author. And we thought, what an incredible conversation to get people thinking on Wednesday morning. And, you know, as I was sitting during the break and I was pondering the whole conversation, I know that there are women out there that are saying, I can tell you right off the top, no, that's not me. I'm not sabotaging my relationship. But before you make a quick answer, I hope that you will get more, what should I say, more thoughtful about the possibility and more honest with yourself and looking down into the relationship, especially if you feel sort of a divide in your relationship, if you feel that you and your spouse are sort of going in your separate directions. And this is not for every woman. And I don't believe that every woman is sabotaging her relationship. I absolutely am not saying that. But what I am saying is that sometimes it is so subtle that it'll happen and you won't even know it. And then what happens is over time, it gets a little bit more pervasive. And then it gets a little bit more pervasive. And then before you know it, your husband and you really can't stand each other, and you really don't know why. And then you have to be very, very careful. You have to be careful because people are always volleying to create more of a divide. And I'll tell you what I'm talking about. In the early years, and this, you know what? If this is for you, then I hope you receive it. And if it's not, and you're doing great, then I say kudos to you. But let me just give you an example, another example. In the very early years, both DC and I's parents were divorced, stayed married for a lot of years, and they divorced. And so when we got married, we didn't really have a good picture or good model of what a marriage should look like. So we were having to learn as we went. And so my dad, when my dad was in the home, my dad was there, but my mom was always the go-to person. So really she was in charge without anybody saying she was in charge. Now you feel me on that. I know you do. I know a lot of women feel me on that. Dad is there, but mother is in charge. Okay, well, and I'm not saying dad wasn't a man, but I'm saying when you marry a man that is a real man, that's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. And if it happens, he allows it to happen. Or he's maybe a little bit docile. But when a man really is a man, he's not going to let you take the lead. And you shouldn't want him to. Now, if he's not, if he's more docile and y'all get along with, and that's fine, then that's fine if that works for you. But if you've got a man who is really a man, he is not going to let you take charge. He is not going to let you treat him like you're the adult and he's the child. And if he does, you can rest assured there is going to be some long-lasting resentment. Or there's going to be somebody else at work that is going to be stroking him, that is going to be telling him how great he is and how good he is and how smart he is and adoring all of those things that you are not doing at home. So my point was this. When we got married early on, we realized, and every relationship goes through a volleying of sorts of who's going to be where. But in the natural order and the biblical order, the man is the head. That doesn't make us weak women because we let our man lead, not let him, because he's serving in his rightful position. But I am telling you, there are little things. And then when DC and I recognized it, we recognized what was happening when I started selling pharmaceuticals. And we recognized that people were putting me up. And because I came out large in it, because I looked good and felt good, it took a moment for me to realize they're putting you up to put him down. And he has been the breadwinner the whole time. But now suddenly you get this big job, or what people perceive as a big job, and now, now it's your wife. Oh, y'all have that 'cause of your wife. No. And if you don't attack that sort of pervasive feeling and emotion in a relationship over time, you guys will end up disliking each other and you won't even remember why. Let me give you another example. When you go into businesses, whether it's a restaurant, whether it is going into business to make a major purchase, almost invariably, the person speaking, selling, the person in position, wants to talk to your wife. You know why? They want your wife to be in charge. I don't care what institution you're walking into, they're checking your wife. They want your wife to say. They want your wife to make the decision. And if you're not careful, and these are little subtleties, a lot of times they won't even acknowledge the man's there because they're looking directly at your wife. And guess what, ladies? We come out what? Go ahead and say it. Yeah, we come out large. Or we feel like we're coming out large because we feel important. They must think I am the smarter one in the family. It is a trick. I'm telling you, not only is it a trick to get your money or get your services, whatever they're selling, it's a trick that is going to have lasting bad effects in your relationship, because that's just another time where you didn't let your husband step up. You know what happens when we go into places and people want to talk to me? I don't say a word. I look at my husband. Because I don't want anybody to give me that power. And you'll notice it. Walk into a restaurant as a couple. And listen, I don't think there's this big conspiracy. I don't think it is. I just think that it's something that people do, and you got to really be keen to pick it up. But walk into a restaurant and the maitre d' or the hostess says, okay, you're coming in for dinner, a table for two. They're talking to the woman. But if you really want your man to be a man and you want to allow him that, you, even though she's talking to you or he's talking to you, just defer. Ladies, you see, we're sabotaging, and that's why the article is so critical. We're sabotaging our relationships in ways that are so subtle, so innocent, that you're saying he shouldn't have a problem with that. He needs to be more secure than that. Maybe so. But over time, all these little things, remember the word said the small foxes spoil the vine? All these little things, do you see, over time add up.
Yes, they do. And not only that, you know, when you're, a lot of times, you know, I know when I was in the car business, and from the moment I went into the car business, they trained us on going to the woman. Because women are emotional. Mm-hmm. They make decisions based on emotion. And so they will train you to give all the power to the woman because they know we can outsmart the woman.
Wow.
A couple of compliments here. Ooh, you're smart. Oh, wow. You know, men just don't fall for that easily. I'm just saying.
What'd you say? You're just saying.
It's not a battle of the sexes or anything. But, you know, people are training people.
And you know what? Flattery works for us. When a woman feels smart, especially maybe if your man is not saying to you that you're smart or you don't feel smart at home, and someone is saying, oh, she's smart, you know, flattery almost works every time. And I'm going to tell you, ladies, I am absolutely not ragging on women this morning. I'm just trying to make us, and look, I don't sit here as a woman who has it all together. I sit here as a woman trying to figure it out just like the rest of us. I'm not trying to take anything from anybody. We're trying to get something to to you to make you think just a little bit differently and to make you say, gosh, have I been doing that? I know, it's a deep, deep Wednesday. You're on point.
Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by LaTanja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Tanja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Tanja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tanja's at 318-346-4091. Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Shopping for the best deal in town? Start at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Heart of Louisiana has great Visa rates as low as 7.9% APR. With no transfer fees and no cash advance fees, you'll start this shopping season with the best deal in town.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Shop happier this holiday season knowing that you've already found one of the best deals in town. A Heart of Louisiana Visa with great rates. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Visa with rates as low as 7.9% APR will get your Christmas shopping done and leave you with enough to treat yourself. Learn more at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Credit rates contingent on credit score and approval, federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. The Credit Union with a Heart. Also, the Avals Commission of Tourism. Stay and play in Avals Parish.
and Davis One Stop. If you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is in the heart of Cheneyville. Now, if you're just joining the conversation this morning, it is Wednesday. It's Hump Day Wednesday. It's January the 23rd, and it's 8:41 a.m. And I said to D.C. during the break, I feel, D.C., a real stillness in the atmosphere. And I am not trying to condemn anybody. I just took this article from the expert wife coach, New York Times bestselling author, Laura Doyle. And it asked the question, and the article speaks to, are women sabotaging their marriages? And so we just took it a little bit further, sort of with our own experiences and our own hope. And we just wanted to share that this morning, not to condemn anyone, not to make anyone feel bad, but to make you think about what is happening in your relationship and to really just help you to see maybe what you have not seen, the subtleties over time that happen in relationships, and to make you own your truth about where you are in your relationship. And I'll tell you something. People have said to DC and I that they just don't feel that we're as happy as we appear to be because we are together all the time. We really enjoy each other's company. And we just like to be together. And we do most of the things that we do together. Whether you believe it or not, it is what it is. We enjoy each other. We have learned to be friends together with each other. And we enjoy almost all of the same things. But it was a process to getting here. And I was one of those people that saw their mother take charge in the relationship, and I wanted to take charge as well. But as I learned what God said about what my role was in the marriage and the family and the relationship, I accepted that. DC's making a funny. but I accepted that, not without, I didn't just roll over. You know, I met some resistance. You know, because when a man is a man, he wants to be a man. And so that's why I think that every relationship, whether your relationship is at its pinnacle or you're having challenges or you're in the beginning, I think that this is a conversation that would be good for each of us, even if you're contemplating marriage, to meditate on, because nobody has it perfect. Nobody has it just right. We are all a work in progress, and we're all in our process. But I hope this morning's conversation will make you start to ask those questions. And you know, I was talking about our friends earlier, where the wife would always really almost boast of her prowess, her financial prowess in the marriage. And all these years later, as she has her big two-story home and her fly car and all the things that society says is success, she's got an administrative position. All these years later, you know what she's doing? She's looking for what she already had. Yeah, a good man. I know. How much does that suck? That she got lured in by people and society, lifting her up. She came out large, just like many of us. And now, it's like Michael Franks said, she had it all along. She had it all along. She let it go. And now, you're back at square one. Because no man or woman is perfect. And then Laura Doyle asked this question. She asked women to ask themselves if they feel like they're the adult in the relationship. And that is a question
that many people don't want to answer because we all want to be in control. And you cannot treat your husband like you treat your children because he's not a child. He's already been raised. And if he hadn't been raised the way that you thought he should have been raised, then you should have thought about that in the beginning. And so, and I promise you, this is not ragging on women. This is just the article. And these are just some suggestions. It's not the way. It's just another way. If your way is working, then disregard. If your way maybe isn't working and you're having dinner with your husband and you both look like you've been drinking vinegar, and when the meal is over and the ticket is paid, he rushes out the door and you're left to find your way to the door, might indicate that there's a problem. You know, it just might be a problem. And so, see, these problems, I keep using this word, DC, they're subtle. They pop up and you don't even know that they're a problem. You don't even know that you've kind of trounced on your husband's manhood or vice versa. And let me, you know, and this is no pass for men, but the article just happens to be talking about women sabotaging relationships. And I know there are men out there that are doing many of the same things that are just even worse. But this should make us all think. Because just like men are out there thinking that they don't have a wife that is making them feel like a man, and then you're trying to find it, you probably have it already at home. If you'll just put the work in, if you'll just ask yourself some of these questions. One of the other questions that she posed, and there are many, but she said, do you find yourself frequently wanting to take control? And probably most of us could say yes. Do you say to him, if you would have just listened to me? Most of us could probably answer in the affirmative because we think that our way is the best way in a lot of cases. And make no mistake about it, this is a balancing act. There's a lot of work that men need to do, but there's a lot of work that we need to do. And I think a lot of it comes from seeing relationships that were not functional or not seeing relationships at all. Either way, your perspective on relationships is skewed because either you've never seen one that really works or you've seen one that has lasted, but it has not been functional. And so if we all, men and women, start to check ourselves, start to own our own truths, and start to rebuild, instead of saying, you know what, we just grew apart, I just don't love him anymore. I'm just tired of him. Instead of looking at those things, because that's the devil. There were some real subtle things that have happened over the years that have made you feel like we just grew apart. No, there was a reason. And it takes two people. There were probably things that each person did wrong. But you know what? There is hope. And hope is opening up dialogue, opening up the conversation, and really, really listening. All right, everybody. It's Hump Day Wednesday. Those school zones are in effect until 9 o'clock. And guess what? You are on point.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people,
owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, what's up with that McRib sandwich at Mickey D's? It tastes good, but where's the bone? Well, let me break it down. They start with the 100% tender, juicy pork minus the bone. Because no bone means more meat. And more meat means what? More sauce. Tangy, sweet, delicious sauce. Add pickles and onions, stack it all up on a tasty bun, and bam, a delicious McRib sandwich that fits in the palm of your hand. But only for a limited time. Now that's the simple joy of McRib. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, everybody. It's Hump Day Wednesday. I know it's been a deep, deep conversation, but you know what? It's still Hump Day Wednesday. And you know what? No matter what has happened, I believe that there's always hope for a brighter today. Get over the hump. And you know what? As we move toward the weekend, if you have been a little less than sensitive, whether you're the husband or the wife, maybe make this weekend date weekend. Maybe make this weekend special. Maybe make this the weekend of new beginnings. Remember, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with what? You know it begins with the first step. And sometimes renewal. Getting to know each other all over again can be even more romantic and even better. You know what that song says? It's better the second time around. Well, you know what? It doesn't matter what happened yesterday. It doesn't matter what happened last year. Doesn't matter what happened last month. God gives us grace for this day. And because we have that grace for this day, there's hope, and I hope that people will begin to change their minds, DC. You know what I said? The second time around is always better. It's always better. Y'all, it's Hump Day Wednesday. I hope, you know what, you're on the move. I hope you're getting going. I hope you're feeling it. And I hope, more than anything, DC, that people have hope. Sometimes it takes a stranger to call those things out, to call them up to our remembrances and say, you know what? I can do better. I can get better because I've got a great spouse and all I've got to do is make some changes within me. Can't change anybody else, but you can change you. And if David and Carlette Christmas did it through all the trials and all the peaks and the, you know, the valleys, the ebbs and the flows, it speaks to what? Possibility. It means that anything is possible. And if you want it badly enough, you'll start to work harder. You'll start to fight harder. You'll start to own your truth. And that's how progress starts. It starts with owning your truth. Is that how it starts, DC?
Absolutely. You got to be gut-wrenching honest.
I know. And over the years, we have gotten gut-wrenchingly honest with each other. And let me tell you something, ladies. I'm just speaking from a woman's perspective based on the article. It's hard. It's hard to look at one's self. But when you look at yourself and you own your own self-truth, let me tell you something. That's when the work begins. So, you know what? No worries. No condemnation. We hope that you have an incredible Wednesday. We hope that this conversation at least just makes you think about it. Selah, our sponsor, our beauty. Selah means to think about it, to contemplate it, to ponder it. Think about it. Just think about it. And hopefully from this buffet of thought, DC, people will be able to take something away. And you know what? Relationships really work the best when we empower each other. Because guess what? Our motto started out years ago. It's me and you against the world. It's me and you. And when you stand together, there is power. There is power in the union of two. That's why the devil's fighting so hard to break that union, because he knows it just takes two people. He said if two people come together, that's why he's trying to keep couples and marriages on discord, in disarray, so that you never agree on anything. If you never agree on anything, guess what's going to happen? You'll soon be divided. Hey, don't be fooled by those tricks. I'm telling you, it is so simple. It is so simple. Get started today. Get started on Hump Day Wednesday. Hey, we love you guys. And you know God loves you even more than that. So start to love yourself. And don't forget, even in your relationship, be the change that you want to see. Stop talking about what he needs to do. Stop talking about what she needs to do. And just be your own change and see what happens with that. Hey, thank you guys so much for spending the very best part of your Hump Day Wednesday with us right here, DC, on the official OPT Network. Hey, it's been an incredible morning. I thank you once again. We do love you. For David Christmas, for Deuce Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe Wednesday, and God willing, we'll see you right back here on Thursday. Have a great day. Been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m.